Historical Summary. This book is not a history, rather it is a compilation of gospel principles as taught by President Wilford Woodruff. The following chronology provides a brief historical framework for these teachings. It omits many significant events in secular history. It also omits many important events in President Woodruff's personal life, such as his marriages and the births and deaths of his children. March 1, 1807. Wilford Woodruff is born in Farmington, Hartford County, Connecticut, to Beulah Thompson Woodruff and Aphek Woodruff. June 11, 1808, his mother dies at age 26. November 9, 1810, his father marries Azubah Hart. 1821, begins work as a miller. 1832, moves with his brother Asmon and Asmon's wife to Richland, Oswego County, New York, where they purchase a farm. December 29, 1833, hears the restored gospel for the first time at a meeting conducted by two Latter-day Saint missionaries, Elder Zerah Pulsifer and Elijah Cheney. December 31, 1833, baptized and confirmed by Zerah Pulsifer. January 2, 1834, ordained a teacher by Zerah Pulsifer. April 1834, goes to Kirtland, Ohio, where he meets the prophet Joseph Smith. May to June 1834, travels with Zion's camp to the state of Missouri, stays in Clay County, Missouri, to help the saints there. November 5, 1834, ordained a priest by Simeon Carter in Clay County, Missouri. January 13, 1835, leaves Missouri for his first full-time mission, preaching the gospel in Arkansas and Tennessee. June 28, 1835, ordained an elder by Warren Parish near Memphis, Tennessee. April 19, 1836, called to the Second Quorum of the 70. May 31, 1836, ordained a 70 by David Patton. January 3, 1837, called to the First Quorum of the 70. May 31, 1837, leaves Kirtland, Ohio to serve a mission in the Fox Islands off the coast of the state of Maine. July 8, 1838, called to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles by a revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 118. April 26, 1839, ordained an apostle by Brigham Young at the temple site in far west Missouri. August 8, 1839, leaves for a mission in England. 1840 to 1841, serves as a missionary in England. Helps lead about 2,000 people to baptism and confirmation. Helps secure the copyright to the Book of Mormon in London. October 6, 1841, returns his family and other saints in Nauvoo. November 21, 1841, witnesses the first baptisms for the dead that were performed in the baptistry of the Nauvoo Temple. July to November 1843, serves a mission in the eastern United States seeking funds to help complete the construction of the Nauvoo Temple. May to August 1844, serves another mission in the eastern United States. July 9, 1844, learns of the martyrdom of Joseph and Hiram Smith, which occurred on June 27th. August 6, 1844, returns to Nauvoo with the other members of the Quorum of the Twelve. August 8, 1844, attends a conference in which the Latter-day Saints sustained President Brigham Young and the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles as the leaders of the Church. August 12, 1844, accepts a call to preside over the European mission. April to May 1846, returns to Nauvoo and later joins the saints in their exodus west. April 7, 1847, leaves winter quarters with the first company of pioneers bound for the Salt Lake Valley. July 24, 1847, arrives in the Great Salt Lake Valley. 1847 to 1850, fulfills several assignments to help the saints migrate to Salt Lake City from winter quarters in the eastern United States. 1856 to 1883, serves as assistant church historian. January 1, 1877 to June 26, 1884, serves as the first president of the St. George, Utah Temple. August 29, 1877, learns of the death of President Brigham Young, and leaves St. George for Salt Lake City. Roman numeral page 13. October 10, 1880, sustained as president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles at the same general conference in which John Taylor is sustained as president of the church. 1882. The United States Congress passes the Edmunds Act, making plural marriage a felony and prohibiting polygamists from voting, holding public office, or performing jury duty. 1883 to 1889, serves as church historian. February 19, 1887, the United States Congress passes the Edmunds-Tucker Act, another anti-polygamy law, allowing the federal government to confiscate much of the church's real estate. The act becomes law on March 3, 1887. July 25, 1887, becomes the senior apostle and the presiding leader of the church at the death of President John Taylor. May 17, 1888, dedicates the Manti Utah Temple. April 7, 1889, sustained as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. September 24, 1890, having received a revelation from the Lord, issues a declaration stating that the Latter-day Saints should cease the practice of entering into plural marriage. October 6, 1890, members of the church attending General Conference unanimously sustain the revelation President Woodruff received regarding plural marriage. April 6, 1893, dedicates the Salt Lake Temple. November 13, 1894, oversees the establishment of the Genealogical Society of Utah. March 1, 1897, attends the celebration of his 90th birthday. September 2, 1898, dies in San Francisco, California, after a brief illness. End of the section, Historical Summary of President Wilford Woodruff.